Welcome to the last of the formal RDA training modules on authorised access points or headings in RDA. We expect you already to have attended modules 1 to 5. This session is designed for all catalogers who will need to understand the changes in the form of headings called authorised access points in RDA. It will also cover new information included in RDA authority records, useful when choosing which form of name to use in a bib record. First of all, just a very quick reminder that there is a change of terminology here. What we called headings in AACR 2 are now known as authorised access points in RDA, so we will be using the RDA term throughout this presentation. And because authorised access point is quite long to type or to say, we will also refer to them as AAPs. Let's have a look through what we're going to cover in today's session. First of all, before we talk about the differences between what we do now and what we will be doing under RDA, we are going to start by talking about what hasn't changed. Some important things remain the same. Then we move on to those things which are different under RDA. We will discuss some new types of authorised access points and then discuss things which will look different in the kinds of authorised access points we're used to seeing. For anyone who wants to know where to find the instructions for creating authorised access points, we will quickly look at where this information can be found in RDA. We are then going to spend some time looking at RDA authority records and the new mark fields to learn how this information might be useful in choosing which authorised access point is the right one to include in a bib record. Finally, we are going to talk about what is happening with the authority files as part of the move to RDA and what this means for the database and for our cataloguing practices. Let us first look at what is staying the same in RDA cataloguing. This is important. Cambridge is still contributing to the LC Name Authority file through the NACO program. So we will still be proposing new authorities and fixing problems with existing authorities. We will still be carrying out global updates to authorised access points in bib records, what we call bibliographic file maintenance. We still expect bib records added to the Cambridge DB database to use the authorised forms in all authorised access points, exactly as we always did, so you should still be doing all the checks and searches you currently do to check these against the authority file. Authority control remains just as important in our database. Indeed, we are planning to train some extra members of staff in NACO work, so there will be more people contributing new headings. So nothing has changed in the need to check authorised access points against the authority file. There are a number of ways to do this, and you can continue to use whatever method you currently prefer. You can use BAM in the Cataloguer's toolkit. Right-click next to the authorised access point in the bib record to browse the staff headings list, or whatever method you currently use. Just a quick reminder that Voyager's own validation screen is not sufficient in itself, as it cannot distinguish between local authority records and NACO authorities. It also can only tell you if a matching authorised form exists, but cannot tell you, of course, if it is for the correct person or for a different person with the same name. So if you use the Voyager validation screen on saving to the database, then please remember to highlight each heading and click Search to see the Browse Headings list, which will allow you to view the authority record. Now we will look at what is different in RDA. One big change you might notice is that RDA allows families to be creators or contributors. So you will see AAPs for families in 100 or 700 fields. This will be useful for genealogical publications, archival cataloguing, and finding aids, though this may not affect very many of you in your daily cataloguing. Until now, AACR2 only allowed families to be included as subjects, using Library of Congress subject headings in 600 fields. The LCSH for families were created to represent all families with the same name. In RDA, authority records can be established in the LC-NACO authority file for specific families, for use in the 100 or 700 fields with first indicator 3. This example shows an RDA record with a family as the creator in the 100 field, first indicator 3. This AAP is for the specific Chapman family from South Carolina, who created the resource. The subject heading in the 600 field is for Chapman family and applies to all families with that name or variants of that name. At the moment, the specific family names can only be used in the 100 or 700 fields. We still need to use the more general subject heading form in 600 fields. Another new type of authorized access point in RDA is for fictitious or non-human entities. Again, you are not likely to encounter this situation very often in cataloguing. AACR2 only considered human beings as persons, and so we could only create NACO authority records and give 100 or 700 added entries for human beings. Fictitious characters or animals could only ever be included as subject headings. However, RDA expands the scope of person to include fictitious entities, and there is an LCPCC policy statement 9.0 which extends that scope to include real non-human entities such as animals. This means that if a resource presents itself as being created by a fictitious person or by an animal, we can create a name authority record and give an authorized access point for that fictitious person or animal. A fictitious entity can be something like a character from a film or television program. Here's an example of a book which presents itself as being written by a fictional character. The statement of responsibility on the title page and cover are very clear about this, even though we know that it cannot be true, since Jessica Fletcher is not a real person. In AACR2, we would not have been able to take a resource like this as it presents itself, and Jessica Fletcher could not have an AACR2 authority record or a 100 heading in the bib record. First of all, we can see that Jessica is very popular, as she has an LCSH subject heading form with the qualifier fictitious character. This is still the form to be used as a subject in the 600 field. Thanks to RDA, she can now also have a name authority record with the form to be used in the authorized access point in a 100 field when she is presented as the creator of a work, as in the Gin and Daggers book on the previous slide. You can see that name authority records for fictitious entities contain a note in the 667 field stating that this heading is not valid for use as a subject. Use a fictitious character heading from LCSH. Apart from new types of entities as authorized access points, we will also notice differences in the forms of AAPs we are used to. There are some new elements which will now be included as part of the preferred name. There is now the option to include occupation qualifiers to a name in order to break a conflict and reduce the need for undifferentiated name authorities, while some other terms can no longer be used to qualify a name. And finally, as we have come to expect in RDA, we are no longer using abbreviations, so certain parts of RDA authorized access points will look very different, especially in dates. We will now look at these changes in more detail. First of all, RDA 9.2.2.9.5 tells us that we should include words or other elements which include a relationship following surnames. They are included as part of the preferred name after a comma, as you can see in the examples on the slide. Abbreviations would appear here if they were used on the resource, as in the case of Junior, JR. RDA 9.19.16 offers the option to add a profession or occupation to an authorised access point in order to break a conflict and distinguish one access point from another. It explicitly tells us that the occupation should only be used if all of the following information is unavailable or fails to break the conflict: birth and or death dates, fuller form of name or period of activity of the person. A profession or occupation does not need to be limited to formal employment, but can also cover hobbies, unpaid and recreational activities. The British Library have found that this new qualifier is extremely useful and means that they have not needed to add any new names to undifferentiated name headings since they began working in RDA. You will see the occupation qualifier in parentheses after the name, as you will see in the examples on the next slide. You can see from these real RDA examples that the new occupation qualifier covers a wide range of terms, including quite specific ones, such as crime fiction author or travel writer. The new occupation qualifier gives us some new options for differentiating a name. However, there are some changes to the types of terms you can give as qualifiers in subfield $C of the authorised access point. You can no longer use titles other than titles of nobility, or terms of address such as reverend, as qualifiers. You cannot use post-nominal letters denoting a degree or membership of an organisation, such as PhD. On this slide is a list of headings with qualifiers that are no longer permitted under RDA. We have become used to the idea that RDA does not use abbreviations, and AAPs are no exception. This slide lists the most common situations where AACR2 headings included abbreviations, which will all change under RDA. So we do not abbreviate the names of months or words such as century. We can no longer use Latin abbreviations like CA. For circa, which was replaced by approximately, or FL. For fluoruit, which was replaced by active. Note that the B. And D. For birth and death dates have been replaced by a trailing or leading hyphen respectively. In corporate body names, the word department is no longer automatically abbreviated. However, the abbreviated form may still appear in AAPs if that is the form used in the name itself.